Carlsbad, People, Purpose, and Impact, an essential podcast for those who live, work, visit, and play in Carlsbad.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. My name is Brett Schonzenbach. I'm the president and CEO of the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce. I am your host today, and I'm excited to have with me Catherine Magana. Catherine is the managing partner of WWM Financial. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. We were just chatting before we went on live that we were supposed to do some kind of interview back in the COVID time.
I know. It seems like so long ago, but that was back when, you know, if you were around somebody that was around somebody that was around somebody, you didn't want to be around me. So. Yeah.
There was a lot of confusion back then, and we were all being very cautious. So it's been a couple of years, but we finally got here.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yay.
And it's good to have you here. And you have been a past chair of our board.
Yes.
And on the board. And, you know, I always love how Adam Jacobs describes this. You served for 6 years, but then on the seventh year, you have to rest. So you have
there
to
you go.
Sit a year out. And now you're back.
And being away for a year last year was interesting because at first I was thinking, you know, I'm used to these meetings, you know, 7:30 meetings on certain days. And so the first few months, it felt a little odd. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, I kind of got used to not being in those meetings. But here I am back on the board again. Absolutely
again.
Love it. You know, I did miss being a part of the organization. Organization inside with the board.
Well, I was grateful that you chose to come back and continue to serve with our board because I appreciate you. But I want to dig in a little bit to your background, and you're a financial planner. Mm-hmm. And how did you get started on that path? Like what got you focused on that initially? And, you know, before being a financial planner, did you have other little career stops and things like that?
So it was a little interesting, my kind of how I got into what I do now. And this is pretty much, I've been in my business and profession for almost 25 years now. So
nice.
It's been a very long time. But when I was growing up, I actually have an older brother and sister. My older sister, who's 13 years older than I am, she actually got into the financial services world.
Okay.
And so when I was a little girl, call it 10, 11 years old, I would go downtown with her on spring break or summer break. And she worked in one of those big high-rises, and I was very fascinated. I didn't really understand exactly what, you know, what the financial world meant, but I knew business. I was like, oh, this is really neat. And so I, at a very young age, got exposed to the business world, and I just, you know, stuffed envelopes and helped file, just real basic stuff. But then fast forward, after college, I actually went to school, to business school, and then a year out of college, I actually ended up working at a company that sold copiers and systems. So went out and did the like hardcore door to door. I got the door slammed in my face, and I was like, okay, I got this. So then I ended up at Smith Barney, which is one of the big wirehouses. And, you know, when I first got there, you know, within a year, I knew I wanted to be an advisor. So I kind of came in on the administrative side. Within a year, I got all my licenses, and then I started helping other advisors with their business and doing some marketing for them. And then kind of through that path, I ended up doing financial planning and retirement planning. But early in my career, I actually have a passion for helping women learn about money.
Mm.
And part of that stemmed from, I actually was asked to get coffee for a male advisor in the office. And I thought, wow, if you're asking me to get coffee, then how are you treating the women that are coming through? And the industry that I'm in is primarily male dominated. So, which, you know, early in my career, there was only a handful of female advisors in the office. And so here I am, you know, years later now, there's a lot more women involved, but it's still, you know, I think it's like 25% versus, you know, the goal is to get it to at least 50%, 50-50. But so needless to say, I ended up, you know, early in my career, you know, really enjoyed doing financial planning, and I actually ended up, I started up in downtown Long Beach and then moved down here to Carlsbad in 2004. So
okay.
I've been down here for about 20 years now. And so I'm super blessed and happy that I came here. But it was a big move for us. I mean, we were, you know, up there for about 5 years and then decided to move down here. So it's kind of how I kind of got started. You know, there was my sister was involved, and then kind of found my way and met my partners and been able to build a business here.
I can't believe you went through the stereotypical experience.
I know. I was like, oh, man.
That is so awful.
It is.
That is so sad. But I guess stereotypes come from those horrible, real experiences.
And what can you draw from it? Like from there, you know, for me, it really drove me to have a passion for other women and helping them. So I think I learned from that.
Yeah, that's amazing. With that, so How long have you been with WWM, and how did you get those partners together? Because now you're the managing partner.
Yes. So when I moved down to the Carlsbad area, my branch manager connected me with a team. And on that team was my partner now, Steve Wolf, and then Cliff Wheezy, who retired a few years ago. So that's my partners and I, when I came to Smith Barney and started working, it was more like an alliance. So we just kind of worked together. I was still pretty young. I mean, I started, you know, in this industry at 23 years old. So I was still young.
Yeah.
And so, and these other advisors had a little more experience. So, but I was really good about getting in front of people, and I was really passionate about helping. And so then here we are, and I ended up becoming a partner with them within a couple of years. So pretty early on, I was able to kind of build a partner.
Leaving Smith Barney and starting?
So then that was within the Smith Barney, I became a partner with them. And then after doing an alliance, and then we decided to leave Smith Barney, which is now Morgan Stanley, in 2011. So kind of we went through the financial crisis and all that crazy stuff, and then we decided to branch off and do our own thing. What's interesting, though, when we first opened our doors, we actually called ourselves Wolf Wheezy Magana LLC. So it was, you know, we thought, oh, go out and put our name on the door. And so long story short, we go out, and the first year we're out, you know, talking with people, and everyone thought we were attorneys. So then we had a rebrand. And so then that's where WWM Financial is Wolf Wheezy Magana.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, that is funny. The coming out, when you said about the financial stuff, so you're talking about coming out of the 08, 09 meltdown?
Yeah, kind of through that. And we kind of realized through that, you know, behind the scenes, like we weren't really sure if we were the right place anymore. We thought, you know, we just decided, you know, we kind of started looking as if there's a way to still do our business, but we're what's considered a registered investment advisory firm. So we're registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So we still follow the rules of the SEC, but we have a little more independence on some things that we can do versus being tied with a big company. So we felt that it was best for our best interest and our clients. So I feel with that, we're able to, you know, have some strategic alliances and bring in other specialists and help us do more holistic planning.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I know you mentioned your passion for helping women,
but yes,
after seeing, you know, the way you were treated as a co-employee, not let alone as a client. But so you then spun off and started a division of WWM Financial called Savvy Woman Wealth Management. Talk about that.
Sure. So it was in 2014, we actually spun off to create Savvy Woman Wealth Management. But when we first opened our doors in 2011, we actually started doing some education and workshops for our female clients and prospective clients. And then we decided to really take it serious, and we created kind of its own brand. So we have a YouTube channel. We do webinars. We do live events. We're committed now monthly to do live workshops. We also do podcasts and videos.
And
So we're doing, you know, we're really passionate. We like feel that there's, you know, we want to provide that safe place. And for a while we were doing live events, and then during COVID, we had to go back to webinars. And it's different. It's better for us to be in person. We absolutely love even, you know, coming together and being in a community and the women and that everybody shares and talks. It's not, sometimes you think about money, it can be a little overwhelming and daunting.
Yes.
So we try to make it a safe place and really do some exercise together to start the conversation. And then where we learn from each other is kind of by sharing. When everyone shares their stories and what's happening with them, yes, we're facilitating and helping, but, you know, we do a lot of workshops that are tied in more of a discussion way. And then we do also do some workshops that are more, you know, investing 101 and basics. So it's something that we absolutely enjoy doing. What we found is there's some of our female clients that have come through as their husbands, you know, did a lot of it for them. And then now the husbands sometimes contact us, or, you know, they say, I want my wife more involved. And it, like I said, we're just trying to find a way where we can explain and make it feel comfortable and fun versus, you know, when you look at numbers, I mean, I absolutely love it, but not everybody likes numbers and finance. So it's something I enjoy.
That's amazing. I think you're right. It is you creating an environment where people can feel comfortable asking questions. Even though, like, we know there's professionals like yourself who specialize in this, none of us want to ask dumb questions, you know? You feel like, oh, I'm going to look stupid.
I'm the only one. Am I the only one? But everybody, once you ask a question, other people actually want to hear probably the same thing.
Yes, for sure. I think that's great. And I totally agree with you, in person versus the Hollywood squares of Zoom is so different. And I'm glad you guys are back to it.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I know you're growing. One of our Chamber Friends has recently become a part of your team. Talk about Rachel.
Yes. So Rachel Ivanovich and I have known each other for over 10 years. We actually met through the Chamber. And we, over the years, had built a relationship and have referred clients to each other. But over the last few years, what we realized is there's a lot of overlap with kind of financial planning, investing, and tax planning. So Rachel, being an enrolled agent, having her own tax practice, Elm, you know, we thought there were some synergies there where we're doing financial planning and she has that tax perspective. So we thought it would be a good fit for both of us. So she's come on board with our firm as a tax strategist and wealth advisor. And then she also still has her Elm practice and business where she does tax returns. But it was just a natural fit. And we really work really well together, and she's really knowledgeable in taxes. You know, we're knowledgeable in investing and planning, and a lot of it goes hand in hand. The tax part, I mean, the tax, it's always changing. It seems like every year there's a new tax code, and so trying to be ahead of that and having somebody that really focuses on that is definitely valuable to us. So it's been a natural fit. I've also known her for a very long time, and we work very well together, and even doing some of our Savvy Woman events and workshops, both have a passion to help in that regard. So it's just been a real pleasure to have her work with us.
That's awesome. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Catherine Magana, the managing partner here at WWM Financial. We come back, we're going to talk about her passion for being involved in the community and all the different ways she has. So stick with us. We'll be right back. I want to take a moment to introduce you to our partners at Diff Mix Productions. They are a top-tier podcast management company that makes podcasting as easy as making a cup of coffee in your own kitchen. DiffMix specializes in launching new podcasts and maintaining existing ones right from the comfort of your own home. No need to step into a studio or even change out of your pajamas. They've got the tech handled so you can focus on sharing your message. Whether you're a coach, trainer, salesperson, or someone who's just starting to explore the world of podcasting, DiffMix is here to help. They'll transform your podcast into a powerful lead generation tool without overwhelming you with the technical side of things. Ready to start your own podcast? Visit diffmix.com. The link is in the show notes. Let DiffMix handle the tech while you handle the talk. Now, back to our show. So, Catherine, we were talking at length about WWM and Savvy Woman Wealth Management and all those interesting things that you guys have developed, but you have been really involved in the community. And I know we've only known each other for 5 years now, but you've been involved for longer than that, much longer. And so talk about why it's important to you to get involved in your community.
So yes, I have been very active in the community. It's something I get asked all the time. How do you do it? How do you make it work? Mm. And as I kind of reflect back, what I really think about are my core values. So what's important to me, my top 5 core values, and this is something I actually look at when we do financial planning and look at with our clients, is what's important to you. For me, my 5 core values are family, so that's important, community, generosity, and integrity, and then also balance. Mm. So for me, family is my work and my home. You know, every Sunday I'm doing family dinner, and my family's very tied with what I do on a day-to-day basis. Community, that's one of my core values. So I love giving back to the community. When I meet other professionals or other people in these boards and nonprofits that I'm a part of, they have the same philosophy. And like, they have that giving back, and they run a business, and they have that, you know, drive to make a difference in the community. And so it really aligns with me personally. And that's one of the reasons why I make the time. And then I mentioned another core value is generosity. I always love to give more of me and do more than is expected in all areas of my life. So even being on boards, you know, all of a sudden I'm on a board, and next thing I'm running the board. And I just can't help it. Yeah. I just can't help it. I was like, I love it, and I'm organized, and I really enjoy, you know, helping. And then I mentioned there was integrity. So, you know, whatever, keeping my word and being very honest. And that's important to me, is if I say I'm going to do something, that I stick to that. And then last is balance. And that really ties in with balancing work, community, family. And so having all those core values, you know, that's one of the reasons, all those core values, that's one of the reasons why I'm really active in the community, is it fulfills me and really makes me happy. And when I know I'm making a difference, it makes everything else in life so much better.
Yeah. Well, being somebody who's had the pleasure of working with you now these last 5 years, I can say that I can see all those core values.
Thank you.
All of them. And I know you've been involved in your association of financial planners, and I think you were probably president of that as
well. Yes, past chair of the FPA of San Diego and past chair of FPA of California. I actually just stepped off that board last year, which opened up time for me to be back on the chamber board. But
there was
actually times I was on three boards at a time. But when that's the case, it's a little much, especially now. It's interesting as my kids are getting older.
Yeah.
You know, they're 15 and a freshman in high school. I'm realizing, you know, the light's there that at the end of the tunnel, they're going to be in college in just a few years.
It'll be a blink, yeah.
And so I've kind of shifted a little bit some of our schedules, too, to make sure, okay, because they still need us. It's like, even though, you know, they've grown up, I feel like they require more attention.
Yes, you have these beautiful twins,
yes,
boy and girl, son, daughter twins that are freshmen in high school and are obviously part of why you have balance.
Yes.
So that they know.
Keeps me busy.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love following them and all their interests and passions on social media and things like that. And so I want to just mention a couple of the other things that you were engaged in, because I think they're important in the community. But Carlsbad Charitable Foundation, you were very involved there.
Yeah, so it was interesting how I got involved with that. So I have been active in the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce since we opened our doors for WWM. And so the first couple of years when I had joined the chamber, I was trying to figure out, okay, what would be a good place for me to get more involved? And so I ended up joining the Ambassador Committee. Mm-hmm. So I was on the Ambassador Committee for about 2 years, and then I moved over to Government Affairs Committee, which I've been active on since. But during those first few years on the Ambassador Committee, one of the things that we did was we did the delivery of the directories.
Yeah.
And so I had a handful of directories, and I went down to a company in Carlsbad. And when I went to give the directory, I handed a brochure for the Charitable Foundation. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was I was kind of already thinking, like, I didn't know which nonprofit that I really wanted to be a part of. Like, mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to give back in another way. I knew I had the associations, the chamber, but there was still one thing missing, which is more of like the charitable giving. And so I got introduced to the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation and joined that organization and started on their grants committee. But what I really like about that organization is you get to learn about all the nonprofits.
Yeah.
And so it's a good way to kind of get your, if you don't really know what direction you want, and then you get to learn about, you know, all of them. And Carlsbad Charitable Foundation, they really encourage collaboration and working together. So it was, for me, that was a great way to, on the charitable giving, to give back. And then I know the chamber has their foundation now, which is growing. And
yes.
So there's, you know, I think it's really opened the doors. There's a lot of amazing charities that are here.
There are. And the Charitable Foundation, the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation, is a great resource for this community.
Yeah.
And they've done so much good. And I think, well, you were one of the ones, Carlton Lund, and I think you, and kind of introduced me to that foundation when I got here 5 years ago. So, and now I'm on that board.
Yes. And you're ready to.
Now I'm chairing that board.
You're like me. Okay.
I know. How does this happen? but no, that's great. And you mentioned when you were talking about your core values, giving, and I want to also give you some recognition because you were one of our go givers here at the Carlsbad Chamber. It's one of our very, very most important awards we give at the end of each year. We have our two highest awards are our go giver and our chamber champion. And you've been one of our go givers before because you do give of yourself so much. And I love that award. I love the book that it came from.
Yep.
You know, The Go Giver by Bob Berg.
I believe so. I don't recall.
I think it was Bob Berg, and there was a co-author. I apologize to him right now, he or she. The Go Giver book that our NetForce groups have really embodied, and I know you were part of that.
And then it's interesting because a lot of the recipients are in these NetForce groups too, which is kind of interesting. But I definitely think the chamber in general really embodies the Go Giver. And so, you know, to me, it's natural. Like, all of us want to be able to see what can we do to help. It's not coming from a place of needing, it's wanting, it's more of, hey, what can I do for you? And it comes back to you. It does, in some way. And it may not be now, it may be, down the line, but it's just when you come from that perspective of life of just what can I do to help others, it's amazing all the doors that open.
Yeah, and doing it not with like a quid pro quo. I'm expecting something in return, yeah. just giving, yeah. and then knowing it will come back somehow, some way, but that's not the primary. The primary is the giving. I love that.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of similar with the chamber with yeah. kind of the corporate kindness and all that. It's like here, yeah. you know, our firm's one of those members too, but it's just one of those things. It's how can we help, you know, yeah. make a difference in the world?
Well, I appreciate us finally getting together and getting to kind of have some fun and talk about all this stuff. And as I already said, I'm so happy that you chose to come back and do another term on our board. You know, most people that do two separate terms on the board, it's probably because they were bad in a previous life and they got sentenced to it. No, just no. kidding. No, no.
It's a pleasure. It's been, you know, there's amazing people on there and I know the chamber's growing and it's exciting. I'm happy to be a part of it. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And look forward to continuing having you on the board and serving. And just, we're just blessed that your firm is part of our chamber and our chamber family and this wonderful community. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us today on our Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact podcast. If you got value out of our episode today, please hit the follow button on your favorite podcast app, and please tell a friend. Can't wait to see you next time on Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact.